This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Dr. Jack Stockwell now on DJV Health, well-known Nooka chiropractor from Salt Lake City, also a GAPS practitioner. Let's find out what's new in the health department.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com and glad to be back with you once again. I want to continue answering questions that have been sent to me at, actually, the best place to send them is office at jackstockwell.com, just like it sounds, office at jackstockwell.com, and my crew will apprise me of the questions. And the one that I've received more than once is clarification on sugars, because there's sugars, and then there's sugars, and there's sugars that Mother Nature makes, and there's sugars that man makes. And there's two words, or at least the same word used two different ways, that I need you to understand if you want to understand sugars. Now, whether you're getting your sugar from table sugar that came from beets or cane, or whether you're actually using cane sugar or beet sugar or coconut sugar or any of the other kinds of sugars that Mother Nature made, by the time, or fruit, let me include fruit, because the sugar that's in fruit is fructose. And by the time all these things are broken down into the body so that the body can adequately use this sugar, it's converted to glucose, which is essentially a disaccharide. There's two other simpler sugars that make up glucose. And so whatever kind of sugar you're consuming that Mother Nature made, it's going to end up as glucose in the bloodstream. In fact, when you, if you're getting a blood exam, a blood panel, and it's perhaps something that's done on a regular schedule, or maybe you tend towards diabetes or something else, and you want to know how your pancreas is handling the sugar in the system, you'll get a glucose tolerance test. And they want you to fast for a period of time. And usually that's enough. If you fast for at least 12 hours overnight, that kind of a thing, and then you get your blood drawn the next day, they don't want you to eat until you had your blood drawn. And then they want to see what the glucose is in the blood. And normal is around 95. If it gets up over 100, 110, 120, then there's a little bit of concern. Diabetics can have blood glucose much higher than that. And it's dangerous to have too much sugar in the bloodstream, just as it's dangerous to not have enough sugar in the bloodstream. And so your body is trying to regulate these things all the time to keep them in balance. Now, there's another kind of glucose. And as I said at the beginning, there's two definitions to this word. There's the glucose that all the sugars that Mother Nature has made that breaks down into the bloodstream, and even fructose from fruit sugar, has to be converted to glucose before your body can use it. Your body can't use fructose. This is why when you see marathoners getting ready to run, you don't see them loading up on fruit. You see them usually loading up on pasta or things like that, because that can break down into glucose quickly. The sugar that's in fruit is fructose, and the fructose has to be converted to glucose. These are two, there's six carbon sugars, and they have to be, it has to be converted to glucose before your body can use it. So in other words, if a marathoner is going to sit there and eat, you know, a couple of apples, a couple of pears, a pie to strawberries or something, the fructose in that sugar will not be converted to glucose until he's probably done with the marathon. So that's why you don't see that taking place. Now, there's another term for glucose, and it's a food additive that mankind makes. And that's kind of what I want to talk about in today's program, because that stuff is very, very dangerous. Again, it's because mankind gets in the way of Mother Nature, thinking that somehow we can do a better job. Well, it's not that they set out to do a better job. It's they set out to do a cheaper job. Because if they can put glucose, and I'll tell you the forms of glucose here in a few minutes that are manufactured by man. These things, as I said, are dangerous to your system. They cause all kinds of problems, and I'll give you some names here before long.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Dr. Harvey Wiley, who was the first head of the FDA back in 1906. He was in there from 1906 to 1912. By 1912, there was enough pressure by the food manufacturers in America to have him removed as the head of the FDA, because what happens, what happens when you have a good, honest man with some integrity or woman that ends up at the head of some federal agency inside of our government that goes in there with the intention of doing good for their fellow man? Trouble is going to happen, because their policies, their intentions are going to smack up against what industry wants. And industry is not interested in making your life better or healthy. They're interested in quarterly reports that they have to give to their stockholders so they can stay in their high-paying jobs and make a profit at it. But Dr. Wiley went in there with the idea of taking care of all these adulterated foods that were showing up in the marketplace. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, kind of a little bit of a co-host from time to time with Doug Steffen. And he's asked me to do these shows. He'll be joining me towards the end of this show. But I just wanted you to know who I am in case you're tuning in a little bit later. So Dr. Wiley, suspecting glucose, the man-made glucose, to be a very dangerous adulterant to food, because it's a synthetic imitation of natural sugars, and it's made by the conversion of cornstarch with acid. And when you take the cornstarch and you mix it with this acid, you destroy all the minerals, you destroy all the vitamin factors that are in the process or the synthesis of this, what's also known as corn sugar. And so Dr. Wiley thought the use of the word corn as a descriptive adjective was fraudulent, because the new sugar or syrup or corn syrup, as it is implied that it was, you know, a natural byproduct of corn syrup is no more a corn product than margarine is butter. And both margarine and corn syrup are just hideous insults to the function of the human body. Synthetic counterfeits deliberately designed to undersell the genuine product. Now, glucose is a first-class adulterant for soft drinks, canned fruits, dried fruits, because it's so cheap, and it puffs up the weight, and it saves the cost of having to put in real sugar. And refined sugar, because of animal tests that have been done at many universities, refined sugar that comes from sugar beets, comes from sugar cane, cannot cause diabetes in a test animal, but glucose does. And according to tests that were done at the University of Pennsylvania a few decades ago, glucose causes low blood sugar because it overstimulates the pancreas to lower the sugar in the bloodstream, as well as leading to diabetes, and which, of course, is the predisposition for heart disease, brain fatigue, high blood pressure, obesity, irritability, mental depression, just to mention a few things that were in that report. And the glucose that's present in proteins, when they're cooked as a destruction of the most, leads to, I'm getting ahead of myself, leads to the destruction of the most important of the amino acids. Tryptophan, lysine, threonine, methionine, which is a source of sulfur in your system. And what happens when these amino acids are destroyed? Your body's ability to build strong bones is inhibited to a great degree. Your body's ability to handle blood sugar in the bloodstream is inhibited. And it's not like I'm the person who discovered this. This has been known for decades. But because of the power of big food production and their influence in Congress, industry is safe to continue producing the junk that they do. And so part of the reason for my program is to help you read the labels, to help you shop, to get more important food or healthier foods for the family. And another big thing that happens when this glucose, this adulterated sugar, gets in the system is calcium assimilation is blocked by the presence of this glucose. And while some other sugars like a lactose milk sugar, actually encourages calcium assimilation. And when you have a deficiency of calcium, you have reduced resistance to infection. It can cause the loss of teeth by decay. It can predispose to a very long list of chronic diseases, not the least of which is arthritis, because of poor calcium assimilation in the body. Now, as an upper cervical doctor that I am in my clinical practice, I'm taking x-rays throughout the day, every day that I'm in the clinic with patients who come to me for a variety of reasons. And when I take these x-rays, and they'll tell me, well, I've got this pain here in my hip or in my knee, and my doctor tells me it's arthritis. One of the very first places that arthritis will show up is the neck. And when I look at an x-ray of the neck and there's no arthritis there, I tell them, well, you know, I can't agree with your doctor because I don't see any signs of arthritis in the structure at all. And, well, then what's causing this pain? Well, that's a subject for another story or another radio show. But what's important is when we eat foods that have been overly processed and had additives given to it, like man-made glucose, we're subjecting the body to all kinds of health problems. So you start having chest pains. The next thing you know, you're on, you know, cardiac medication. You start having serious digestive problems, and you're now on gastrointestinal medications. Or you're tending towards, I don't know what's going on with him, doc, but my husband is going through these depressive moods, and he's never been like this before. All of these things begin to stem from and appear from dietary problems. The two major causes of disease in our life is, number one, trauma that injures tissue that sets it up for a disease process, and malnutrition. Either we're not giving the body what it needs, or we're giving it too much of what it doesn't need. And I want to get into a little bit more of that as we move along here. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. And we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. You can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com, as well as at theforbiddendoctor.com. So I'll give you some more of what we're talking about here, especially with these foods, coming up next. Don't go away.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, calcium, and this is one of the biggest problems involved with man-made glucose in products. And I'm going to give you some names here shortly of when you look at the label of a food, when you can tell you're looking at an artificial sugar. And it's the artificial sugars that I'm talking about here that are very, very serious because of the deleterious effect that they have on normal human physiology. And blocking calcium assimilation into the system is one of the most important. Now, the key for your body to absorb calcium from your diet is the presence of vitamin D. And during the summer months, when we have an awful lot more exposure to sunshine, you're having this photosynthetic effect taking place on the skin. The same thing when the sun hits a green leafy vegetable like spinach or something like that, and it's converting all of the ingredients that are in the soil, in the air, into chlorophyll that makes the plant green, for one thing. But it also is pulling all those minerals out of the soil, building a carbohydrate structure through the power of the sun. Well, when the sun hits your skin, essentially the same thing's taking place. The beta cholesterol that is in the dermis, right underneath the top surface of the skin, is being converted to vitamin D. It's the only vitamin that your body makes in and of itself, and it may be one of the absolute most important vitamins because vitamin D allows calcium to be absorbed into the gut. Calcium is so important to human physiology that it actually has a gland to regulate its level inside the bloodstream. All other minerals, and there's scores of them that are important to human health, are controlled by the kidney as to how much stays in the system, how much goes out into the urine. But when you take glucose and these adulterated sugars, it blocks the calcium. You could spend hours in the day during in the sun building tons of vitamin D inside the body. You can have a diet rich in calcium. But when you have these glucose molecules in you, it blocks your body's ability to absorb that calcium. And so, and I can't overstate how vitally important this is. And there are good reasons to believe that no viral infection can occur unless the calcium levels of the body fluids drop below a certain limit. Now, as we're coming out of all of the COVID stuff that's been going on for a couple of years, and if you stay away from the government propaganda and you listen more to these doctors who are warning people left and right all around the planet, if you have high levels of vitamin D, you're not going to get COVID. And why is that? Well, it's a viral thing, man-made or not, Chinese or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is how your body handles it. And so there's plenty of evidence that if you have high levels of calcium, you're going to be stronger, you're going to be healthier, and you're going to have less problems with viral-based diseases. And why is that important? I mean, no doubt, here is where the insidious relation of soft drinks and ice cream, as they discovered back before I was born, its relationship to polio. I'm going to tell you a quick story here about polio, why it was almost completely gone from America before they even came up with a polio vaccine, because they found out one of the major causes behind it, and it's the same for other viral diseases today. So we're going to continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. I'm going to tell you this little story about polio and ice cream and soft drinks and the names of the adulterated sugars that are in your food you want to be careful of. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming 2 peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone, so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
Jen Klain, director of White House Gender Policy. The comments come as President Biden signed an executive order that aims to protect some access to abortion for Americans in wake of the Supreme Court ruling. Biden's order is intended to broaden the ability of women to travel across state lines to access clinical abortion services. This is USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that he approved a budget that allocates $100 million from the state to create its own insulin, a response to extremely high prices for the life-saving medication that have made it inaccessible to some people with diabetes. He did not specify a time frame for the product or say exactly how much it will cost, though he did note that the state plans to make it, quote, at a cheaper price, close to at cost, and to make it available to all. Newsom is not the only lawmaker attempting to combat the price of insulin. In 2019, Colorado became the first state to cap insulin copays for people with private insurance. This year, the U.S. House passed a bill that would cap the monthly cost of insulin at $35 for people who are insured. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now on DJV Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I want to give you a phone number where you can get regular texts from me that talk about the specials that we're doing and some other kinds of nutritional insights. Just short little messages that might help you in making better food choices for you and your family. So if you've got something you can write a number down with, that number is 833-510-3306. And I'll give that to you again here, 833-510-3306. Now, this isn't a number that you call. This is a number that you would text to, and many of you do a lot of texting. A lot of you are finding out it's easier to text rather than email things sometimes. I know that's the case for me. I'm sure it is the case for you. You would text the word healthy, just H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, healthy, to that number, and you would automatically be entered into on a list, and once, twice, three times a week, you'll get a short little update from me. And that number continues to grow. Okay, now let me get back to glucose again. It's some very important stuff about it in this relationship to polio. They found out the case against glucose. And the names that you will see on breakfast cereals, foods, boxes, bags, cans, whatever else, processed foods that have been prepared in such a way as to give maximal shelf life. Now remember, interestingly enough, the thing that goes bad the first in food, picked from the vine, picked off a tree, out of the roots of the plant, whatever else, the thing that goes bad the first, they're the quickest, is the most nutritious part of the food. Keep that in mind. So what do you have to get out of the food if you want it to have long shelf life in the grocery store? Yeah. Some of the most nutritious parts. And if you're going to take that out for shelf life, You're taking out the flavor of that food, usually some form of fat, because fat is where we find the flavor in our foods. So you have to replace it with something. Well, when you take out the fats, especially with this low-fat nonsense we had for decades, you have to replace it with something else flavorful, and you do it with sugar. But you can't put in Mother Nature sugar because it's too expensive. So here are the fakers that they put in there. Corn, it'll say corn syrup, which has nothing to do with corn. It'll say grape sugar. It'll say dextrose. It'll say corn sugar as well as corn syrup. It'll say high fructose corn syrup. And because a lot of food manufacturers know that the public is waking up to the dangers of high fructose corn syrup, which has nothing to do with corn, mind you. You're seeing more foods, ketchups, sauces, other kinds of food, and on the front label says high fructose corn syrup free or no high fructose corn syrup, no HCFS, these kinds of things. Because they know more and more people are staying away from it. Because these things, according to very positive tests in animal feeding and the clinical studies in human observation, for the cause of cancer, the cause of diabetes, hypertension, brain fatigue, obesity, irritability, mental depression, and it impairs the assimilation of calcium and it destroys vital amino acids if foods are cooked in the presence of these adulterated sugars. So when you buy canned fruit or peaches and they have a very heavy, clear syrup, but when you taste it, it has a very disappointing, non-satisfying lack of sweetness because the maker has put into it corn sugar. And the FDA tells them they don't have to state on the label what kind of sugar was used. And corn sugar is so much cheaper than cane sugar that vast amounts of this very less sweet substitute are always used. And soft drinks are so loaded with this cheap, health-destroying substitutes, as well as most of the candies that are out there.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Now, a number of years ago, before I was born, a Dr. Benjamin Sandler at Asheville, North Carolina, had been working since 1931 on the theory that an excessive, exogenous amount of glucose that comes from, you know, not the glucose your body makes, but it's coming through the food, in the diet would promote susceptibility to viruses and bacterial diseases. And tuberculosis patients always improved quickly when they were on a non-sugar and a non-glucose diet. And the final proof, you know, after Asheville and the other North Carolina papers were taking a look at all this kind of stuff, they noticed that the incidence of polio in North Carolina dropped from 2,400 cases in 1948 to 200 cases in 1949. In 1 year, the incidence of polio dropped by 90%, long before there was a vaccine. And one ice cream distributor in the state sold 1 million less gallons of ice cream in the season following up to Dr. Sandler's news release that it wasn't the ice cream and the candy and the cakes and the cookies causing polio. It was the glucose, the man-made glucose in the product that lowered the body's susceptibility to viral infections so that when polio was moving through the neighborhood, the kids that were eating these kinds of foods were so much more susceptible than the kids who were eating natural foods. Now, this may be the first time you've ever heard that, because there's still a huge polio vaccine market out there. And we know for about the last 40 years, the only incidence of polio in America has come from the shot itself. So the ice cream, soft drinks, the synthetic glucose, the sugar, and all the counterfeit foods in the case of polio. And don't believe the contrary, you know, the propaganda to the contrary. You know, Dr. Sandler has previously shown how glucose is the most potent offender of all the sugars in undermining our resistance to bacteria and viruses. And that the natural glucose in the bloodstream that would be formed by conversion in the body from starches or even protein is not the same as the synthetic glucose that's sold to us in these adulterated foods. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. If you have questions, and I've got more to talk to you about here, I just want to insert this. Now, if you have some questions you'd like me to address, send them to office@jackstockwell.com, and my staff will tell me about it. So here's the problem. Most of us are pretty decent people. It's very, you know, it's not all that hard to, you know, imagine evil among the criminals in our neighborhoods and in our world. It's not that hard to imagine criminal behavior in the financial markets. We're seeing more and more criminal behavior in various industries around the country that have enough power to buy Congress to let them get away with some of the things they're doing. But it's difficult for us to see criminal behavior out of what we ourselves are capable of doing, especially when it comes to people who make our food. or even the medical industry for that matter. We just can't, they're just all saints and angels of heaven. Not so. These are big businesses, and they exist because they make a profit. And when you, in your past, have done something on your own to try to make some extra money, either working with somebody else or by yourself, and you did a little self-industry, you know that the cheaper the product, the materials, the more profit that you can make. And that's balanced with selling a more expensive product with better materials in it and getting the reputation for making the best stuff out there. And nobody has the reputation that Mother Nature has. Even though mankind has always tried to gain a buck here and there to sidestep Mother Nature. Now, when you're looking at bleached flour, looking at refined sugar, synthetic glucose, or counterfeit fats like you're going to find in margarine, they could not possibly be legitimately marketed as foods without the corruption, without the dishonesty, without the compromise of sources of the lawmaking and law enforcement people. And when I remember talking to a miller about this a long time ago, back when I had, when I was doing my undergrad and I had some interest in a bakery before I knew about white flour, we noticed that we had to change how we were storing wheat and flour and a few other things in the storehouse next to the bakery. And that some of the bags of wheat were eaten and or attacked by rats or mice. And, of course, they had to be destroyed, thrown away. And other bags weren't. And I asked the person who was the, you know, that did all the milling of this stuff for us, what makes the difference? I mean, why didn't they just do the closest one and go to the next and go to the next and go to the next? He said, no. Rats are smarter than man. I beg your pardon. These rats know which is the healthy wheat and which isn't. These rats know which is the healthy flour and isn't. And I was just, I was struck dumb. I didn't know what to say. Like, rats have a brain? Rats can figure this out? It only makes sense. We know that by gorilla studies. The gorillas in sub-Saharan Africa in the jungles. There are certain kinds of foods they will eat, and the same thing grown over there they won't eat. And the difference is the mineral strength of the soil. The difference is whether or not that stuff over there a mile away got sprayed by pesticides and herbicides as opposed to the stuff they find that's clean, because they know themselves. And it's just like the difference if you ate, let's say, a cucumber salad that was made from organic cucumbers to commercial cucumbers, or a salad in general that had a half a dozen vegetables in it. The vegetables that were laced with pesticides and herbicides, mold inhibitors, everything else, and the salad that was made from foods of an organic source. The flavor is completely different. And so some people have said, yeah, but Dr. Jack, if you look at an organic strawberry, it doesn't look as good as a commercial. I know that commercial strawberry is a Frankenstein strawberry, and it's made to look like that, big like that, red like that, because of the chemicals that are used in the soil. But bite into that organic strawberry. And then bite into the, I can only call it synthetic, the commercial strawberry, and look at the difference of flavor. And so the same thing is the case with sugars, natural sugars. So I'm not a big sugar promoter anyway, but I'm trying to answer some questions that have been given to me relative to the need to improve our diets, because I'm telling you what is going through your bloodstream right now, feeding your heart, feeding your liver, feeding your kidneys, feeding your brain, is what you ate yesterday. And that's something that to me is the most serious thing that mankind faces right now, is the quality of food we're putting on our tables, especially that our children are eating. And at the tremendous explosion of chronic diseases among children today compared to when I was a child, it's just frightening. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug live to finish out this week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug. Remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Good Day Health,
www.forbiddendoctor.com, WDAHealthShow.com, and you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jack Stockwell now on Doug Steffen's Good Day Health. Dr. Jack is a chiropractor, not just any old chiropractor, but a NUCCA chiropractor, which means he practices on your shoulder, your upper spine, your neck, and fixes all that ails you. One adjustment and you're set for life. Wouldn't that be great if that were the case? But it's a fabulous practice. He's a great human being. He and his wife practice in Salt Lake City where they have their clinic. Also, GAPS practitioners. Mary, his wife, specializes in what goes on in your gut. But Jack talks about it a lot, too. There are lots of things that we talk about here. We were just talking off the air about the pain that I'm continuing to feel in my right shoulder since I fell down the ice this past winter and ripped out the upper bicep tendon that goes over your shoulder back to your rotator cuff. I did it on the other side about 8 or 9 years ago, and it seems to have healed, although you and I were talking about getting an adjustment, how that would work. The pain is radiating from one shoulder to the other shoulder. And you wonder about, you know, the connection. And it just, when I'm going through stress, it just aches and aches and aches. And so, I think I tore the rotator cuff on the other side, but it seems to have healed. I don't remember the pain lasting this long, though. And it seemed to have gone away because you're doing a lot of exercises. You know, and after a month or so, it kind of went away.
Well, sometimes when you fall down and break a bone, that's the lucky thing. Because bones will heal in a matter of weeks, and everything's fine.
Right.
And usually the bone is stronger after the break than it was before. But you start tearing up ligaments, or you tear up the capsule around the joint that lubricates that joint. Though the pain from that can go on for months and months and months before that finally heals.
Yeah, good news. And, thank you, Jack.
But what you need to do is to get an MRI of the shoulder, because you may have torn the rotator cuff. There's four muscles involved with that. You know, it's the muscles that are involved if you were pitching a baseball game.
Yeah.
That's the rotator cuff muscles. And there's four of them. And all four of them are loaded with pain fibers. Mm-hmm. And if you know, a lot of times you tear that muscle, it'll heal itself. But if you tear it enough, it needs surgery.
Yeah, well, but the surgery, I was told, because I was offered that option, and this is a lesson for everybody listening, what does it do to your lifestyle? I couldn't go into the summer on the farm with my shoulder, my arm in a sling, and my shoulder healing. It just wouldn't work. So if I'm going to have it done, I guess I'd have it done over the wintertime.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I would like to know. Yeah, getting
MRI. Yeah,
because
your shoulder is going to be immobile for a good 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be wearing a sling for at least 6 weeks.
And then I wonder about, because I have good musculature through my shoulders and my arms and stuff, and I don't want it to atrophy, and I wonder if that happens as part of this. But if you're not using it, if you're favoring it all the time, I suppose the muscle would atrophy anyway. Yes, am I thinking?
That's true. That's true. And there are recovery exercises once the pain begins to diminish.
Okay. I remember that.
And that might be causing the pain to go to the other side anyway.
Yeah. But it just, dude, if I take a couple of Aleve, it goes away. If I put some heat or massage, you know, some of the stuff that's available on the market, sprays and things, then the pain goes away as well. It's not like it. But if I have when I go to physical therapy, when she's working on that side of me, the pain can be excruciating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the trade-off with
sweat.
Physical therapy. But physical therapy will keep the joint in its range of motion.
Yeah. But it hurts. Hi, doctor. There is a doctor in the house. What does not sleeping well do to your heart? There are a lot of people who have a lot of, and I wonder what sort of natural things are available from Standard Process. You operate with Standard Process products, all natural things. So what makes you feel like you're going to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep? And is that really the secret to having a good, healthy heart?
Well, the only thing that changes when you're asleep, as opposed to being awake, is your level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is still going full speed.
Fine.
It's like a 24-hour business. The graveyard shift is working just as hard as the day shift is. It's just that the sun went down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to sleep and the sun goes down in your brain so that you're not conscious, the night shift is still working good and hard. Now, what's it supposed to be doing at night as opposed during the day? Opposed during the day, it's creating more energy. You're up. You're moving around. There's a lot more lymph movement. There's digestion of breakfast, lunch, and dinner going on. And for those who eat too late at night, the liver doesn't get a chance to clean the blood out because it's spending too much time digesting food. The body can't rest to the level of rest it needs to if it's digesting food. And the kinds of, you know, environmental poisons that are constantly triggering consciousness makes it difficult to sleep, and so the heart is working harder than it should.
All right, there's a word to the wise. Dr. Jack, here on Good Day Health.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.